Thanks for downloading this Joy 94.9 podcast. This is Pop Quiz on Joy.
It's got a long tail.
Like a donkey.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Hold, recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes.
Brand new show, Tired Old Compy.
Hello and welcome to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're live from Joy's downtown Melbourne studios. Joy is, of course, Australia's LGBTIQ radio station. You've landed here on episode 20 of Pop Quiz. It's our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture and some other pretty obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason. I'm delighted to welcome you to the show, whether you're listening live or have downloaded our wildly successful podcast. Speaking of wildly successful, let me introduce Joy 94.9's number one bell ringer and Pop Quiz official adjudicator. It's Gayley Davidson. Gail!
Hi, Dee.
Hey, welcome back to Pop Quiz. It feels It's been forever. Is your microphone on, Gail?
I don't know. It says three cough. No. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just
great.
Just twiddle your knobs. I think we did this last week.
Did we? I just like to draw a bit of attention to myself at the start of the show.
Yeah, no, you are very low. Can you, I'll just turn
I
you
can't
up.
Do,
How about
do
that?
Anything.
Yeah, okay, go again.
Yes. D, doesn't it feel like forever since we were here doing exactly this, not able to hear each other?
Hey, I've got a question for you without notice, Gail. Everybody knows that you're one of the busiest human lesbians in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm, true.
What are your plans for the weekend ending March 2020? Well, March 9, 2020.
March 9. Oh, I'm excited to say I'm very much planning to be up in Daylesford or thereabouts enjoying all the fun of the chill out weekend.
And more specifically, what you'll be doing on the afternoon of Saturday the 7th of March.
Weirdly, I know exactly what I'll be doing because I'll be joining you and the rest of the Pop Quiz team at the first ever taping of Pop Quiz Live at the wonderful Daylesford Hotel as part of Chill Out.
I recommend you to go on to the Facebook page for Pop Quiz. Like us, indeed.
Yes.
In a physical sense.
Like us hard.
Like us hard. And then you will get information down the track when we figure it out. Details of
Absolutely.
How you can organise yourself to come to Pop Quiz Live.
But we do know there'll be guests, there'll be day drinking, there'll be prizes, there'll be questions and quizzes and trivia.
Pop Quiz does not endorse day drinking in any way.
No.
Gail. As you know, each week we pit a human personality from the real and actual world against one of our own Joy 94.9 personalities, testing their wits against each other for the chance to win some pretty unimpressive prizes from our gift shop. So, Gail, tell us, who do you have for us from the real world today?
We are going to be so famous, Dee. Tonight's celebrity guest self-identifies as an Indian-American, kinda Australian, kinda British person who is a trans-masculine, non-binary, bisexual, polyamorous, dyslexic performance artist. Aren't we all? They have been hailed as one of the most influential queer artists in the UK, with what can only be described as a checkered career trajectory to get to this point. Originally wanting to be a paediatrician, they've worked as a receptionist in a BDSM brothel and been a babysitter for Amanda Palmer's kids. They're gearing up for the big comedy festival in 2020, appearing in two shows, Beast at the Malthouse and Beck Fabulous at the Fairfax Arts Centre Melbourne, both shows kicking off at the end of March. Rolling with the pronouns they and them and batting for teams B and T, sounds delicious. It is the multi-talented Krishna Istar.
Krishna!
Hi, thanks for having me.
Welcome, welcome to Pop Quiz and welcome to Joy. Now, representing Team Joy tonight and against you is an on-air personality who will be known to our listeners as approximately one-third of the Thursday morning brekkie team, Tom and Jess, but known to a wider audience as one half of the gay boys sitting on a couch drinking cocktails on Gogglebox, for which he won an astounding four Logies. Outside of Joy, he's a dedicated father of three who's a mad keen gardener looking forward to moving to the Apple Isle one day as a self-sufficient farmer. I know he has an amazing show producer and great connections because I see him at every single show opening in town, hailing originally from Sydney, Australia, batting for Team G and rolling with the boring old pronouns of E and him. It's Joy's very own Tom Walsh.
Excited to be here. Hello.
Tom, check you out. You're all over the radio, you're all over town. Now, Krishna, let me stop that noise for us. We ask all of our guests whether they're left-handed because we're part of a social experiment to find out an association between LGBTIQA+ community and left-handedness. Oh. It's my own project. You identify as ambidextrous.
I do.
Showing off. You don't mention that in your stand-up performance. In your show, you don't mention your ambidextrosity. Is that because you're embarrassed of it? Is that the one thing that is too much for your audience to handle?
I reckon it's pushing it too far by saying I'm ambidextrous as well.
I can handle everything, but
and yeah, exactly.
Literally
I think
cannot
it's too
choose
far.
One single thing.
You've got to draw a line.
I just
somewhere.
Can't.
Tell us a bit about Beast.
Beast is my first solo sort of stand-up sort of performance art show. It sort of looks at many different things, but mostly it's a stand-up comedy about myself. I guess that's what stand-up comedy is, narcissism. But it's loads of trans jokes, loads of queer jokes, loads of performance art jokes. There's a lot going on. It's very silly.
Can you go back to being a serious performance artist, having done a comedy show bagging performance art?
I reckon.
Yeah, sure.
I reckon.
Well, two different audiences.
I actually think stand-up comedy is performance art,
yes.
And that's where I end up in my show, actually, sort of looking at both the forms and how they're actually very similar. Mm. So I think I am doing performance art by doing stand-up comedy.
And you're in Fabulous. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Well, fuck Fabulous by
okay. Oh, is that what the asterisk is for?
Yep.
F*CK Fabulous is also, you're in that as well. That's a larger show, not
yeah,
just yourself.
It's a variety show. There's that's heaps right. of performers. It's by Yana Lana. Mm-hmm. There's Jess Love in it.
The beautiful Nikki Wilkes.
Yeah. And it's sort of a queer variety show. And it's interesting because it's sort of, it's punk anti-glamour, which is why it's called Fuck Fabulous. And we're sort of looking at what we can do without being fabulous, but it's still entertaining. There's a lot but going on in that too. It's fun.
It's still fabulous.
When we asked you, how do you pronounce that? We meant in a decent way.
Not oh, I'm so sorry.
Not just like, how do you pronounce it? Tom, thanks, Krishna, and welcome, Tom. Congratulations on your show. We love it.
Thank you.
Great working with Jess Window.
I love it. I was sad to leave Mikey.
Yeah.
I missed my little... my little co-host, but Jess has just fitted in so well. She's lovely.
That's great.
Yeah.
I was going to say, everyone wants to move to Tassie. What's that about?
Well, my partner is convinced the world's going to go to crap very shortly, and he thinks
right.
the smallest island we can get onto, the more chance we're going to have when the apocalypse comes.
Right. Big exactly. fish, little pond.
Yeah.
Gail, I don't see any reason to...
muck around?
Feck spiders. That's right. Okay, go, Gailey. You are the official Joy 94.9 Pop Quiz adjudicator, are you not?
I am.
For the love of God, how is all this going to work?
It's going to go like a good thing, Dee. There are four rounds. We'll explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz in at any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, Gail.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good time to prize open the doors of the Pop Quiz gift shop. Tell us. No, don't do that. Tell us. What's our winner going home with this evening, Gail?
Dee, the stakes have never been lower. This week's prize is everyone's childhood nightmare. A baby doll with one wonky eye. It's wearing a toweling two-piece outfit with furry trim that makes it look like it will become internet famous for inviting everyone on Facebook to its party in the suburbs. I would say it's priceless, but it literally has a $4 sticker on its head. Unleash your inner possessed child with this unique prize.
Krishna, you got room in your home and or show for that?
For that doll?
Yeah.
Yes, it's adorable. That's what I said when I walked in.
You
walked in. I kind of want my child to look like that.
Okay.
I'm sure it will.
That outfit is adorable.
Mm. You're going to have to work on the skin tones?
Yeah. Mm. Adopted. It's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, enough. Sure.
Okay, well.
$4 should get you. Pretty good baby, I reckon.
Well, that could be yours, Tom. Obviously, you have your own children there. Is there grandchildren involved?
Hopefully, very shortly. I've actually tried to bribe them. I have two daughters, and the other day they were there, and I said, you can have any diamond on my hand as long as someone gets knocked up.
Okay, great.
Basically, I was told, mind my business.
Really?
Like all good young women shouldn't they?
Yeah. It does seem a little weird. Yeah. Now, Krishna Ista, when you know the answer to a question, you'll make this noise. And Tom Walsh, today you'll play the part of chicken. Your buzzer sounds like this. Gailey, it's time to get your dong out, to ding it super hard, because it is time for round one.
Round one is news of the week or thereabouts. Buzz in and win 1 point for each correct answer. You have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. Follow me home and feed me when your time starts.
Now, who was, sadly, not impeached in the US?
I think that was Tom.
Donald Trump.
Correct.
Who had a crack at National Party leadership again?
Tom.
Barnaby Joyce.
Correct.
Why was a UK Labour MP criticised, causing her to claim she is...
She had she was showing too much shoulder. She was showing a bit of shoulder getting on.
That's absolutely right.
She goes,
she wore a revealing dress in Parliament. She went on to say she was also not drunk, not about to breastfeed, and had not just been banged over a wheelie bin.
She looked beautiful. I thought she looked fabulous.
I think she did. It's true.
We've sorted that out now.
That's cute talk.
Who tore up Donald Trump's State of the Union speech?
Krishna. I know who it is, but I don't know the name.
I reckon that's half a point.
Sarah, she's got blonde hair.
No.
No.
Nancy Pelosi.
Oh. Or as I call her, Nancy. That was from last year's State of the Union. Which airline has suspended flights from China due to coronavirus?
Tom.
Virgin Atlantic.
Incorrect.
Qantas.
Oh, you got that point.
Krishna for the steal.
Because we both said it at the same time.
Oh, sorry.
Krishna.
What were jurors in the Harvey Weinstein trial shown this week?
Tom?
Was he asexual? Was that what he was trying to say? Or he was...
Would you like to have a guess? Sorry.
No.
Go on. No, I'd stay away from it. Naked photos of Harvey.
I was going to say dick pics.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. They saw it as Weinstein.
Oh. J-Lo and Shakira performed at the halftime.
Yes. Krishna.
Super Bowl?
Came out hard with that one. That was correct.
That was locked and loaded. Why did a voter at the Iowa caucus want to get her vote?
Tom?
She found out the guy was gay.
Correct.
Buttigieg.
Pete Buttigieg.
Which Greens leader quit politics this week?
Sarah, she's got blonde hair.
No.
Sticking with it. It's going to be the answer to one question. Tom?
Natal Adani or somebody like that? Is it?
I just can't bring myself to pay that. I have to say it's Richard Di Natale.
Oh, okay, well, I knew it was somebody. Yeah.
Maybe I should.
Which star of The Good Place has come out as queer?
Jamila.
Yes, correct. Jamil?
Sarah.
Yes. Sarah with the blonde hair.
Why was Melbourne put into lockdown for a few hours yesterday?
Crazy in a car in Flinders Street.
Yeah. Ooh. It's a pretty safe answer, isn't it?
Which detention centre is being used to quarantine more than 200...
Tom.
Christmas Island.
Correct.
Jacinda Ardern let a phone call from whom go to voicemail during a press conference on New Zealand's...
Her child.
No, incorrect.
Hopefully it was the Queen.
No.
Oh,
close, though.
I'd love to put the Queen on.
She was talking about New Zealand's cooperation with Australia, and Scott Morrison rang her and she sent him to voicemail.
Awesome. Oh, not Skyro. Not Skyro for marketing.
Ta-da. That's the end of round one.
That's hard.
Time's up. Gail Gailey, I know that Silent Emma is busily tallying the scores. How are the scores looking at the end of round one?
She's starting to tear up. Very exciting. Krishna's on 4. Tom's on 5.
Whoa. Oh, it's closer than it
still anyone's dolly.
Still anyone's dolly. Okay, Gail, I don't see any reason not to push on with round 2.
I agree. Round 2 is our culture segment, and this week we're revisiting a game we call Working Title, where we test your knowledge of television and movies by using alternate titles of well-known shows. Win a point for each correct answer. Leave a sweep for me when your time starts.
Now, there have been 4 films in the Plaything Tale movie series following the adventures of Buzz and Woody. Plaything.
Toy Story.
Correct.
The TV show... All People Adore the Main Character was a comedy about an extended family.
Modern Family?
No.
All People Adore the Main Character.
Oh, Everyone Loves Raymond?
Correct.
The latest in the Insane Maximum movie series was called Fury Road.
Fast and the Furious?
Incorrect.
Mad Max?
Correct.
The TV and movie series Celestial Body Hike has committed followers... who often dress as characters from the show. Celestial Body Hike.
Celestial Body Hike.
Lord of the Rings?
Incorrect.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
No. Live Long and Prosper. Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Oh, Trek. Hike. I get it. Yeah. The remake of The Planetoid is Birthed. A Planetoid is Birthed sparked rumours of romance between the leading actors.
The leading actors were Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Oh,
Star is Born.
Correct.
Oh, his birth. Get it. The long-running TV show Puree was a comedy despite being set in the Korean War.
MASH.
Correct.
The 2017 horror movie Clear Off was directed by Jordan Peele.
Get Out?
Yes, you get out.
The series
You get out.
The series Amusements of Royal Seats was adapted from the fantasy book Tales of Fire and Ice.
Lord of the Rings. Oh, no.
Incorrect. The other one.
Can I have a question again? Yes.
The series Amusement of Royal Seats was adapted from the fantasy book series Tale of Fire and Ice. Tales of Fire and Ice.
Pass.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Amazonian superhero Amazement Lady has another movie.
Wonder Woman.
Correct.
The iconic all-female sitcom The Bright Yellowish Female Children ran from 1985 to 1992.
Golden Girls.
Correct.
The movie classic...
You've tuned in now.
The movie classic Warble in the Precipitation starred Gene Kelly and Debbie Reynolds. I'm warbling in the precipitation.
Singing in the rain.
Correct. Oh.
British sci-fi TV icon Physician Whom features a time machine that...
Doctor Who.
Tom, yes, correct.
The Disney movie classic Pure Caucasian and the Septet of Small People.
Snow White.
Snow White and?
Oh, the Seven Dwarfs.
Correct.
The TV series The Perambulating Deceased was adapted from a popular zombie graphic novel series.
Tom?
Walking Dead.
Correct.
Quentin Tarantino's latest film at One Time in a Neighborhood of Los Angeles.
Once Upon a Tom. Time.
In?
Hollywood.
No, point each, I think.
Oh, that is a fun game. Round
it is.
Two, culture.
No, I had to think too much.
Time's up there.
That's fine.
Gailey, how are the scores looking at the end of round two?
Ah, Emma's doing such a good job. Is that cumulative?
All right.
So it's gotten closer, and we've had a little switcheroo.
Can't get closer.
Tom is on 11, and Krishna's on 12.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. If you have just joined us, I think it's fair to say you've missed approximately half the fun. This is Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're halfway through a heated battle between performance artists and comedian now, Krishna Ista.
You could barely say performance artist. That's very true.
Starring in two shows as part of the 2020 Melbourne International Comedy Festival. They are Beast at the Malthouse South Bank and Fabulous at Fairfax Studio Arts Centre Melbourne. And Joy's own Tom Walsh, star of Thursday Morning's Brekkie on Joy 94.9, Say Gail.
Hey.
Looks like time to change things up and introduce round three.
Round three is our multiple choice round, which is time to switch it up. Each contestant will be asked their own set of questions, so unhand your animals. We can't get enough of things that aren't funny, so we're playing a game we call Where Performance Art Thou? Where we ask you questions about famous performance artists.
Oh.
Krishna won the toss and has elected to answer first. I don't know about art, but I don't know what I like. When your time starts...
Now, in the performance work Seedbed, did Vito Acconci, A. lay under a plank masturbating while the audience walked over him... B. buried himself in a garden for 10 days while sunflowers grew on top of him. Or C. lived as a bird in a square in Italy.
A.
Did you say A?
Yeah, A.
Correct.
Two. Which of... he said that just to make me shut up. Two. Which of these is a well-known performance art video? A. Annie Sprinkle rides a bike. B. Yoko Ono does the dishes. Or C. Andy Warhol eats a hamburger.
A.
It's C.
Oh.
You'll never guess what he does.
It's a hamburger.
Yeah, it does.
Wow.
With tomato sauce.
What was performance artist Carolee
Schneeman's
work Interior Scroll about? A. The correlation between intestinal worms and inner turmoil. B. Emphasising her vagina as a source of artistic power. Or C. Coffee scrolls.
B.
It's correct. Her vagina is her source of artistic power.
Mm-hmm. No coffee scrolls.
No.
Four. In the 1974 work, Transfixed by Chris Burden, was he A, deliberately shot with a rifle in a gallery, B, throwing lip matches at a naked woman, or C, crucified onto the back of a VW Beetle?
A.
It was actually C. They were all works by him, but Transfixed was, he was nailed through his palms onto the back of a VW Beetle.
Gosh. And question five, which of these is one of Sam Heish? Sam Heish's one-year performance. Was it... Did he... You are hilarious.
Yeah.
He punched a time clock in his studio every hour on the hour for an entire year. True or false? Sorry, it's now a true or false question.
That is false.
That is true.
I think he recorded the video like a time clip through... No, that's not him. No,
you,
sorry.
You mean Google will have a look later on.
True story. That question's not quite finished. Celebrity, it's over to you, Tom. Thank you very much, Krishna.
Wow. I didn't understand half those words that you said. I'm really nervous.
Who spent joy of A, B and C, though, isn't it? That's all you've got to say.
Yeah. Who spent 736 hours sitting in New York's MoMA staring at whoever sat opposite? Was it A, Andy Warhol, B, Marina Abramovich, or C, Salvador Dali?
B.
Correct.
Two. What was significant about John Cage's work 4 minutes 33 seconds? A, it was actually 7 minutes long. B, it was written to never be performed. Or C, it was completely silent.
Well, I was hoping to say never to be performed, but I'm going to say A, went too long.
No, it's C. It's three movements for any number of performers doing nothing, making no noise.
Three.
These people need to get a real job.
Who was the well-known performance artist who had a hit with Oh Superman? Was it A, Yoko Ono, B, Laurie Anderson, or C, Iggy Pop?
Oh, I want to say B.
Say B, because it's right.
Oh, good.
Wow.
I love Laurie Anderson.
What was German artist Joseph Beuys doing in his piece entitled Explaining Pictures to a Dead Hare? Was it A, making a rabbit pie, B, having a bath in milk, or C, explaining pictures to a dead hare?
I'm hoping he was made a pie, eh?
He was explaining pictures to a dead hare.
Oh, trick question. Okay. And finally, what was one of Yoko Ono's more famous conceptual works called? Was it A, Art, 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 B, Yoko Joko, or C, Museum of Modern Fart?
I thought it was Death of the Beatles, but I'll go with A.
It was Museum of Modern Fart.
That's a great thing to call a work. That is the end of round three. Gail,
yes.
How are the scores looking right now? Oh, there we go. That's for no apparent reason that happened.
Well, look, they've stayed aligned. Tom is on 13. Krishna is on 14. It's coming down to round four.
I thought you were going to build a little there.
No, that's it.
Okay, great. Gail, it is time for round four. Ding your dong. How's it work?
Round four is rapid and truly random, where we ask you kind of easy questions and see how many we can get through in a game we call Bunch of Fives, where every answer relates to the number five. La, 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 la.
Oh,
la.
Pig and chicken are back up.
Oh, sorry, I'm choking the chicken again.
And yeah. Your time starts.
Now, name the five members of the Spice Girls.
I can't. I'm a bad queen, I'm sorry.
Just by their Spice name.
A baby Spice? Yeah. Posh Spice, Sporty Spice, Ginger Spice, and Baby Spice. Scary Spice.
Correct.
In writing, what are the five W's?
One of them's who.
Who, Tom. What, where, why, when?
Correct.
Which sporting symbol consists of five interlocking rings?
The Olympics.
Name three of the five boroughs of New York.
Brooklyn.
Correct.
Manhattan?
Correct.
Queens?
Correct. Know any others? That'll do. That's three.
That's three.
Great, great. Thanks.
Which film with five in the title starred Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda and Lily
Tom?
9 to 5.
Correct.
What does it mean to take five?
Have a break?
Tom. Yes, exactly.
What is the name of the Olympic event consisting of five events?
Tom.
Triathlon? No, that's
incorrect. That's Krishna?
Five events?
Yeah.
Five events.
Five events.
You know, the triathlon's three events. What's the five one?
Pentalympics?
Oh, that was starting out so well. Pentathlon.
Oh, damn it. Do I not get half a point?
You don't.
One third a point?
What is the name of the website where you can get a range of business services from $5?
Tom.
Oh, I was going to say Grindr, but that's great.
What are you going to get for $5?
I don't know. I choke too quick. Yeah.
You don't know?
Tinder.
Fiverr. Oh, I think it's funny. There's no bet on this. There are 21 contestants.
Nope.
No big event. There are 21 consonants and five what in the alphabet?
Vowels.
Name three of the Jackson 5.
Krishna.
I
don't know them.
Tito, Michael, and
Jermaine. Randy, Marlon, Jackie. Some reason
Fives is a character from which iconic sci-fi movie franchise? Fives.
Fives was a clone in the latest of the franchise.
Doctor Who?
No.
Was it a Star Trek?
So close. Star Wars.
What animal is on the Australian 5-cent coin?
Tom.
Don't say the Queen.
Correct. Oh.
What group of five includes the Arctic, Indian, and Southern?
Tom.
Oceans.
Correct.
Ina Blyton wrote a series of books about the what?
Famous Five.
Correct.
If three babies are triplets, what are five babies?
Krishna.
Pentuplets?
Oh, quintuplets.
Doesn't Great. Make sense. What is a five-finger discount?
Stolen.
Shoplifting, correct.
What is it called when you put your hand up and another person slaps it?
High five.
Correct.
What is the famous upmarket shopping avenue in Manhattan?
Fifth Tom. Avenue.
Correct.
Oh. What are the five senses?
Tom.
Touch, smell, sight, taste, and I don't have another one. I've lost the other one. I've only got four. Oh, hearing.
Well, that took a lot longer than one, I think.
And what is a bunch of fives?
Bunch of fives? Anyone know?
No. Is that a banana or is that money?
No.
No.
Oh.
Neither. Krishna, any ideas?
The fingers?
No. It's a punch.
Knuckle sandwich.
Oh.
Knuckle sandwich.
That was hard.
Is it hard?
We're not violent, are we, Christian? No. We're lovers, not fighters.
Exactly. I don't know why I did that. Gail, that's the end of round four. Isn't now, it? While you and the very silent Emma are tallying up the results, it's over to this.
Hi, I'm Adam Noviello, and you are listening to Pop Queers on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're with Dee and Gail on Pop Queers. Gail, do we have a winner?
Dee, we do. We got the big abacus out and...
Abacuses.
Abacuses. Krishna stormed ahead to 18, but
what?
Tom
what?
Rushed past and has 24.
No, my baby.
24? You've got a new baby.
Wow, I'm very excited.
I got to tell you what, brilliant. That is all we have time for. Big congratulations to both of our contestants this evening. Thanks to our Joy celebrity, Tom Walsh. Keep the applause going. Remember, you can catch him live on Thursday morning with the lovely Jess Window for Brekkie right here on Joy 94.9. Massive thanks to this evening's celebrity guest. No offence, Tom. Krishna is starring in Beasts at the Malthouse South Bank, 26th of March to the 5th of April, and performing in Feck Fabulous at the Fairfax... Oh, Fuck Fabulous, it can just be said now. It's been said. At the Arts Centre Melbourne from the 7th of March. Shout out to Gay Gailey, the official Pop Quiz adjudicator, to her lovely assistant, the very temporary Emma. Don't forget to check out the Pop Quiz Facebook page. Hit like so that you can hear all about our upcoming live show at Chill Out on March 7th. If you're listening live, stick around for The Informer or hang about for our podcast extras to hear more chat. And I've been Dee Mason. Stay safe, stay well. We'll see you back here next week. Same pop time, same pop station on Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9.
Pop Quiz!
Oh, wow.
Max alive.
That was rushed at the end, wasn't it, Gail?
Yes.
Thanks for your time. Quick great games, questions. Oh, my God. Krishna, your first appearance on... an Australian quiz show, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah.
Yeah, congratulations. I know you didn't win, but I feel, Tom, as the victor in that particular show, what are you going to do with your spoils?
Well, we've decided we're going to share custody.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Well, technically it's my baby, but...
Correct, yes. Yeah.
But since you won my child...
I can have every second weekend, yes. You know, like we'll swap holidays.
And like most dads, you might just disappear, so I might get to keep it.
Oh, definitely. Once I have another one with another... off.
It's going to be a transcontinental arrangement because, am I right, Krishna, you are still living in the UK?
Yeah. That's right.
And Tom, you, for the moment, are living on mainland Australia.
Listen, if Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt can do it,
that's
right.
That's true.
Yeah, we can do it.
Unaccompanied minor.
And it's kind of cheap to say, it doesn't need an airplane ticket, just a box and the post.
Sure.
That'll go in the
with
overhead.
Some holes for air. Yeah. Perfect.
That's right.
That's great. Well, I'm glad that you guys have come up with some arrangement for it. Now, well done on the question. What was the trickiest bit for you there, Krishna?
Ah, the trickiest bit. I think the five number one, there was too many things to think about.
Oh. Do you know what I found? I thought that we thought that you would obviously knock it out of the park with the performance arts questions, but a little bit of knowledge can be a bad thing because Tom has, I will be honest, absolutely no knowledge of what the questions were, but was just randomly picking. And I think that's the thing about performance art. You might as well just randomly pick.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, pretty much.
Tom, have you any background in performance art yourself?
No, definitely not. None whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're doing performance art right now. Mm. Life is performance art.
Well, life is performance. That's a bit too deep for me. I need another. I need one more cocktail, and maybe that's true.
Not artists. My life.
Well, let's start with you, Tom. Welcome to the podcast extras on Pop Quiz. Now, I didn't. Neither Gail nor I were watchers of the Gogglebox, and when I was introduced to the concept, our friend Watsy is a massive fan of Gogglebox, and she was trying to explain the. She said, "Oh, we're obsessed with this show." She explained the concept to him, and I said, "That will never work.
Never.
Why does it work?" Oh, hang on. First, Krishna, are you familiar with the concept of Gogglebox?
It
is in the UK.
It started in UK.
Yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love it. It's great.
If you are listening to the podcast and you do not know what you're talking about, Tom, in a nutshell, what is Gogglebox?
It's people watching people watch TV.
Right.
I've actually had to have a very deep experience during the marriage equality. I got to watch. So I sat on the lounge, watched a TV or a news article of me being filmed out the front getting a cuddle from a policeman. And so then I'm watching it on air the next week. So I was watching me, watch me, watch me. Okay. The funny thing is my hubby had started a job and I rang him just before the announcement came, just before 11. Yeah. You know, that was that moment of nervous, like, oh my God, it's going to come back. No,
yeah,
I don't know why, just that one moment of weakness. And I said to my husband, I was standing there all alone and I was so sad. But this very attractive policeman walked through the crowd and gave me a cuddle. Aww. So he actually got to watch me cuddle in a cop going, oh, you told me you were alone, you liar.
Hang on a minute.
And is it intrusive into your life? Like, that is your actual home, presumably, that it's filmed in?
The filming's not, because it's remote control cameras and they all disappear into another room. So it's no one in front of you filming you.
Okay,
so,
right,
but I mean, there are lights, we are mic'd up and things like that. It's life outside of Gogglebox, because it's a show like everyone just thinks they know you, they're in your house. People have no qualms. We've had people knock on our front door, come into our house and things like that. So it
but you
a bit
can't
scary.
Tell from the show where you live, can
you? Yeah, but don't forget, you start knowing the area you live in, you see me at Safeway, you start figuring out. It doesn't take long for the neighbourhood to figure out exactly where you live. And I actually had to get quite nasty.
Mm. Right.
Ask people to move out of my house. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. I don't know that I could do it.
No.
Would you do it, Gail?
I certainly would not do it, particularly now that I've heard that. But, you know, if watching yourself watch telly isn't performance art, then I don't know what.
Well, I could never watch it. I was on a Joy fundraiser, and when we got approached in the park, I'd had a few lemonades and was basically talking about everyone that walked by. And this guy said, I want you to be on TV, on this show, blah, blah, blah. Woke up the next morning, said to Wayne, there's no way in hell I want to be on TV. That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
As if that's ever going to work. And then we didn't answer the phone call. 2 weeks later, they turned up at a house because I'd given my address when I was drunk. And 2 weeks later, we're on TV. We wanted to get off after the first season. Not anything, it's just affecting our lives. And then Marriage Equality contacted us and said, you don't understand the impact it's about to make having to... We're very average. You've seen me and my partner. We've been together 20 years, raised 3 children. We're not gym junk. And that's the reason we stayed on once Marriage Equality was over. We thought, we've had enough. Thank you very much. Go back to being a nobody.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it sort of relies on people being sort of nobody. You don't want celebrities on there because nobody
that's
wants
the whole
to know
idea. Yeah.
That's why they must turn them over every season.
The average person on the couch.
Yeah.
And that's what I end up starting to watch it after a little while because you get to know the other characters. And I think the good thing about it was it showed rich families in Toorak, families in the western suburbs of Sydney raising 5 children on 1 income. Mm. We had Sri Lankans, we had the gays, we had blah, blah. We all got angry at the same thing, injustice. We all laughed when somebody fell over.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just made us all human and realise no matter where we live, how we were brought up.
And everyone's watching the same show.
The same show.
That's the idea, isn't it? Yeah.
We had the same friend that I was just mentioning who was telling us about the show, their daughter loves the show, and she was like, come on, let's watch it. This year they've got Lizzo's on. There's Lizzo's on at this time. And Lisa was like, oh, well, let's all sit down and watch it. So the whole family sat down and turned it on, and they're like, where's the Lizzo? She goes, no, I said Lebo's. Because there's Lebanese family
there's
on
Lebanese
there.
Lebanese family, and they actually, they're beautiful. And I love to hear them talk about racism they're faced and when they go through, and, you know, you don't think about that somebody.
Right.
And I actually don't mind the show.
Yeah, I might watch it. Is it still going?
It comes back like in a week or two.
Oh, well, that's it. Gail and I should be on Gogglebox. That's
I reckon there's a market for Gogglebox Squared where you're watching Gogglebox.
Yeah.
Ah.
and that's filmed.
So yes.
The next series.
Well, that's a performance art piece, Krishna, as you know.
So you're talking about the people talking about watching
Yeah, like
TV.
You watching yeah. Gogglebox, watching yourself, yeah. watching Great. The other show. I reckon if you filmed yourself doing that, that's the next version of the show.
No, that sounds like hell.
Isn't this the basis of The Matrix? I mean, yeah. I think there's just something new just opened up.
Blue pill, red yeah. pill situation.
Because you don't realise that you're sitting there watching people who are real people and I'm judging characters,
yeah.
you know, taking the mickey out of them and going, and then you actually go somewhere and you've got to actually look at Grant Denyer in the eye and I've just right. made the best, you know. Lucky some of these people
right,
have great sense of yeah. humours. But I had the beaver wanted to have a go at me. One of the bachelorettes. Well, it's not the beaver you were thinking. He was a football player that I made fun of on Married at First Sight or Bachelor or whatever he was. The Bachelor. Yeah, the Bachelor.
And beaver's something. Yeah. Totally.
That is always called something like that. He had a curly hair and a lot of hair around his lip. So just assume.
Yeah. Krishna, sure. is the what? I can see why you made the mistake. Out of all of the known reality TV shows, mm-hmm. including the cooking ones, the Married at First Sights, the Rumble in the Jungle.
Yeah,
so I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out. Which one would you, gun to your head, do? Like you have to do it.
That I have to do.
Yeah,
I would do quite a lot of them. Mm. I think they're quite fun.
Yeah. What's your best chance of winning?
The one I would possibly win.
Yep.
Some of them aren't winning though. Like First Dates.
Mm.
You don't win anything.
There's no winners on The Bachelor, if you ask
no,
me.
No, okay.
That's also true.
You're not doing your first date correctly if you're not winning at the end.
But on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Married at First Sight.
Survivor? Yeah. Could you do Survivor?
No, I wouldn't do Survivor, but have you watched the new thing on Netflix called The Circle?
Yes. Oh, my God. My partner is obsessed with it. She's watched the whole thing.
I loved it, and I reckon I would do it.
I think it's dangerous, The Circle.
It is. It's interesting, isn't it?
It's somehow social media? What is it? Oh, what's the concept?
Bats. Do tell.
It is interesting. I don't even know how to explain it, but it's basically there's a group of people. They've never met each other. They've each got an apartment in this massive apartment block, and they're not allowed to leave. And they can basically pretend to be anyone, and they sort of like talk to each other. They put up pictures like on social media, like on Instagram, and then they basically decide who to banish from the circle, depending on what they think of this person from
their
online persona.
It's closed circuit. Facebook,
yes.
Like, but and nobody types. They just look at the camera and go, tell her that I think that you're an idiot. Yeah. Send, and then it gets.
There's
sent
no
to
typing.
Them.
There's no speak. Like no one speaks to each other. It's all pictures and text. So people
so they're not physically
each
meeting each other.
No, they're in separate the rooms. Notice that bitching and moaning.
I thought it was talking about number 96. I thought we were going to get Abigail popping out of the cupboard and showing the boobies, you know, but no.
So would you do the circle? And if you did the circle, would you be catfishing or would you present as yourself?
I would do the circle and I might use my pictures, but I might not tell them everything about me.
Yeah.
Well, and that, I would play a diplomatic.
Yeah, you win that. Is there a winner in the circle? I don't
there
know.
There is. There is a winner and you win £100,000 or something like that.
Oh, well, then I mean,
you win something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Girl, what would you do?
Look, I loved Survivor. Mm. I watched 27 seasons of it without missing one. I think my days of actually being on it might be numbered.
I've just got Gail in a bikini in my brain now.
That's my point, really, isn't it?
it's one of them.
It's me bobbing off into the distance in the water.
Now, let's get off onto the actual reason we're here, which is to talk about Beast. Which is I know we mentioned it earlier, Krishna, but let's have a good chat about it. Mm-hmm. It's I love Zoë Kearns-Mar.
Mm-hmm. I love Zoë Kearns-Mar too.
As her own stand-up performer, but she's actually directing you in this. Is it material that you've written and Zoë has been brought in to sort of, how does it work?
Yes and no. We sort of worked on it together. It was very collaborative. When I came to the start of the project, I had about 25 pages worth of material just from writing notes on my phone. And then we sort of worked together to be like, what about this? And what about this? And how does this go? And how does this go? And what she's really good at is editing. So that's basically what she helped me do, being like, this works with this and this works with this. And don't say that word. And can you do that better?
Yeah.
She's really great.
Yep. So it's a fully scripted piece. Do you ever want to just go off and...
I do go off, yeah.
You do, right.
Well, because it's stand-up. The thing is, while working in the show, I was also learning to do stand-up, which is sort of what interested me in the show, was that I was basically commissioned to make a stand-up show as a performance artist. So I was learning the rhythms and how a joke is written and how every little thing. I sort of saw it as maths, like every single word makes a difference. Mm. And it's like A plus B gets you the laughter. And it's, what was the question?
I went to there was no question. It's just like, how does it work in terms of you not being a born comic?
Oh, right, going off script. Yeah. I think at the start I was very word for word and very, because I've got heaps of theatre experience. So a lot of it was me acting, pretending to be a stand-up comedian. Mm. But I think I've done it. I've done stand-up for like a year and a half, 2 years now. And I think now it's completely changed. And actually I'm just being being a stand-up as opposed to pretending to be one. So I do go off script. I pull people up if things happen. I've been heckled. I handle it. I'm very proud of myself, actually. It's quite a task to try and do all of that.
There's been quite the rise of Indian comics, certainly in the UK and in the US as well. Mm-hmm. Is that just because that's the next wave of you know, culture, or do you think there's something that we can attribute, or something or someone that we can attribute that to?
I mean, surprisingly, there's still very few Indian comics. We might know three of them, and we think that's a lot, as opposed to millions of, you know, white male comics that we know. But I think it's just a culture of seeing other people do, and then you go, I think I can do it. I still think it's quite rare, though. It's not often that I get to see another Indian person or another trans person on a lineup. It's very rare in the circuit. Or even like on Netflix, you might see some of them, but not a lot.
Do you have people coming to your show that do not know that you're trans before the show? Like, is it a surprise?
Yes, I think there's some people that might not, they might not read it and they just turn up, which is fine by me. I don't do a lot of explaining in the show. It's not a trans 101 show. Mm. It's not about trauma. I was very adamant that, actually, one of the main reasons I wanted to do stand-up was because I found that often as a trans artist or as an artist of color, we were expected to make work that was about our trauma. Yes, unless it was pandering to an audience that wanted to see how sad our lives were. Mm. No one cared about it. So I was very adamant that the show was had to be funny and it had nothing to do with my trauma and it was just jokes. So I don't do a lot of explaining. So some people are taken aback by that. And even if they don't understand like the trans aspect of it, there's heaps of other stuff and jokes about loads of other things going on. There's too many identities of mine that someone has, everyone has something in it.
Yep. That's like we had Anna Piper Scott on the show and she was talking about, you know, I'm not here to explain trans, I'm just here to, and her wit is quite something. And it was like, well, just keep up, people. Yeah. You've landed yourself here at a trans woman's show and this is what's going to happen now. And
she was like, 2020. I'm like, everyone sort of knows what
it is. But it's not unlike what happened in the gay community not that long ago when a gay comic would have to tell gay jokes. Like, and now that's just, you can just be funny and queer.
Yeah.
Surprise.
So hopefully in 10 years.
Do you know the dates of your show or do you require me, Krishna, to tell them?
Could you please tell us?
Krishna Issa is performing in Beast as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Previews will start Thursday the 26th of March. It's a 9:30 show. What is this, Spain? As my dad would say every time something happens. Well,
some,
8:30.
Some shows are 8:30. A is couple of shows.
Oh, yes.
Early.
Yes. That true? Oh, Sundays are 8:30.
Yeah,
if you need to get to bed
when you
early.
You go to book your ticket, you can look at the range
I'm shows. And that's at the Malthouse there in beautiful South Bank. Mm-hmm. There's a Tight Ass Tuesday, which I love.
Yep.
It says more about you, Dee, but carry on.
Sometimes it's easier. You know you're going to get into a show on a Tuesday. It's great. I don't know how you're going to do it, Krishna, though, because in addition to those dates, you go from the 26th of March till the 5th of April. And then you're also performing in Feck Fabulous at the same time, it seems to me. 7th of March.
I've got 10 minutes to run from one venue to the other, and they're only 7 minutes apart. I've timed it.
So if you're
heaps of time,
such
heaps
a tight ass that you're not even going to buy a ticket for Tight Ass Tuesday, you can wait outside one show and catch Krishna running, streaking past.
Mm. Yeah. Correct. Or you can run with me from one show to the other, even better.
Well, that is performance art.
That is performance art. Maybe I'm doing a third show in between and I didn't even know it.
Well, you will need a dresser, won't you? There'll be a change of costumes. You'll have to have someone standing at each corner with a different outfit.
Here's your shirt.
Oh, no, magic.
Oh, it's magic.
Oh, it's magic. I'm trans. I'm really good at changes.
That is at Arts Centre Melbourne. And you get tickets at Arts Centre Melbourne. I presume that the show, the information is not given. But I imagine the other show you can get through the Comedy Festival website.
Yes, and an arts centre. It's just F*CK fabulous. Yes, because we couldn't spell it.
And I don't know how the internet deals with symbols in things. It's actually been really bad for
marketing. Because actually they've been not here, but we're also doing the show in Mardi Gras in Sydney. And they've censored it. It's called, they put a censor sign over the fuck. So now people are Googling censored fabulous, but no one's going to be able to find it. Yeah, it's been really bad, actually.
Well, that'll learn you for using a dirty word or grown
up
word.
It wasn't my choice.
I'm very excited for that. You've got a couple of weeks before that's all going to kick off. Back, staying in Melbourne for the whole time?
No, I'm going to Sydney for Mardi Gras and then I'm back.
Oh, this is after Mardi Gras.
Yeah, this after Mardi Gras.
You'll find that Melbourne's much better than Sydney.
It is. I love Melbourne. Correct. I don't really Sydney.
Wow. 1 point to Krishna.
Great. Do I win now?
Yeah.
Give Krishna
that
the teddy.
That baby's yours now.
Yeah, that's right. Tom, as always, thanks very much for coming in. We will see you in Tasmania because we're all going to move there.
We are all moving. Right. We're taking Joy to Tasmania. Right.
Well, there is some. I mean, we could just cut it off and make it the Queer Isle.
Why
I
not?
Don't know how it's going to go for population, but it should be should be fine. We'll make a way of we'll find a way of making it work. This is what I'm going to hit, Gail. Thanks for your time today.
It's been a delight.
That's it. That's Pop Quiz podcast extras. Don't forget to tune in live 6:30 Thursdays on Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. You've been listening to Pop Quiz, the podcast on Joy 94.9. You can catch us every Thursday night, 6:30 on Joy 94.9.